Coldplay, Violet Hill on Absolute Radio. It's 7:30. I'm just going to pitch you some of these ideas, David Tennant, that are coming in at the moment for the live radio play of Doctor Who tomorrow. Written by you on Twitter all over the world. You can get involved for our Twitter-sode. Just go to the OC. If you go to twitter.com, the OC. Richie, what was the one you had?
The TARDIS landed on the Earth. The Doctor opened the doors, looked out, saw me, and knew his travelling days were over. He found what his two hearts had always been seeking, and he knew that at last he was home. That's from a character calling themselves Little Green Bugs.
This one's from Larson Face. This is the thing about Twitter, okay? I love Twitter, but it's just the very name's Larson Face. The Doctor meets Merlin from the new TV programme.
Okay.
Yeah, a bit of kind of TV inbreeding there.
Crossover.
And helps him stop troubling Camelot.
Right.
Here's this one from Silly 33433. The platypus has changed the shape of the bridge to turn it into a transmitter that emits a delta wave to wipe out the human race.
All in 144 seconds. That seems unlikely to me.
The Doctor Who visits New York, but as the TARDIS lands, it squishes an actor called Jude, so the Doctor has to perform Hamlet.
Oh.
Is Jude Law doing Hamlet?
He's doing Hamlet over
there.
Oh,
right, that's where that's coming from as well. The Doctor lands in Sydney, Australia, 1932, but the harbour bridge has changed shape and he bends it back.
Oh.
Well, already we're looking forward to this radio play tomorrow morning.
We can always,
we've got 24
hours. Too busy to do it.
Hey, how dare you! David Tennant has picked Cheesy Listening, which you'll hear in a couple of moments.
It's coming up. It's pretty cheesy.
Yeah. Let's get the latest news headlines now at 7:32. Here's Andrew Bailey.